I'm coming to you preaching the gospel in some amount of affliction myself, because I can barely breathe. I come to you preaching in the infirmity of my flesh. And you go, I can't breathe. Why doesn't God heal him? Maybe God's trying to stop him from preaching. Maybe God thinks this message is wrong. I don't know, I was like, Lord, maybe you'd like to communicate that to people. Look at the weakness of Paul. Don't listen to him. If he was a man of God, his nose wouldn't be plugged like that. He'd have a free-flowing nasal passage. And it would be pleasant to listen to him. I wouldn't have to listen to that all the time. You know, that would be... That's so annoying. I just want to turn it off when I hear... You know, that's just... You know, and all that slurping and slopping, it's really getting on my nerves. I can't listen to this anymore. Turn it off. Please, turn it off. I don't want you. You need to be annoyed. God forbid. Purge yourself of me. You could be a vessel to honor. You know, hey, honorable vessels don't have boogers in them. But those of you who endure, in spite of the temptation which is in me, which is, I use this like Paul, it's the infirmity of my flesh, is a temptation to you. You're tempted. Oh, I don't want to listen. Why? My only excuse being... Honestly, I was so tempted not to teach this evening. Because of what? Because of the... It was a temptation to me. It's like, I don't want to go out there and be nasally. I was struggling with, you know, half the time I got Kleenex stuffed up my nose. I'm just trying to stand up. I got all these inhalers around here. I took an allergy pill, no effect. You know? I think it's a problem. I'm going to have to, like, stand to teach or something. I don't know. When I sit like this, I'm leaning forward. I don't know. I try to be upright as much as possible. And I try to drain my nose, but no. Foolish and unlearned questions. Do gender strife. Okay? Controversies. And they're foolish questions. Questions that have no real... Again, what makes a question foolish? It's not really profitable. You know, do angels really have wings? It's one thing to speculate on some of these things, but then to answer definitively. Well, let's debate this. Well, blah, 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 blah. You know, all the elements and so on and so on and so on. Hey, you know, when you take the bread and the wine, does it literally become the corpuscles of Christ and the, you know, his actual sinewy, muscly flesh? He says, this is my body. And they say, yes, transubstantiation. The elements which you take become magically or spiritually, but in a very real sense, they are the body and blood of Christ. According to that. Now, thing is, true or not, what's the profit in knowing that? And the fact that people can argue over it, it's a foolish question. It is, really. You know what really is the body of Christ? It's the fellowship of the brethren. That is really the body of Christ. What is the cup that we drink? But when we suffer together for Christ. What is the bread that we eat? But when we have fellowship together in the things of God. When you and I sit down, and I feed you of the Word of God, and you feed me of whatever it is you can offer me, I don't mean in, let's say we're having a conversation about the things of God, you know, I'm being edified, you're being edified. That mutual exchange is the breaking of bread in the body of Christ. That is what we eat and drink. And I tell you, when you go to church, and you sit down, and they say, all right, well, this is the potluck Sunday. I'm telling you, as you sit there, don't be unworthy. You're not discerning the Lord's body. That, pork gumbo, or whatever it is that you might be eating, that, you know, whatever stuff they've thrown out there, the turkey sandwich, that frozen pizza, that Swedish meatballs and mystery gravy and the little sausages and the cheese platter, that is the body of Christ. Take heed how you eat that. I'm telling you. And that Pepsi Cola, Sprite, or whatever it is you happen to be drinking, that is his blood. As often as you do it, do what? Break bread together. Drink together. Do it in remembrance of me. You gather together with brethren. You better remember you're doing it in remembrance of the Lord. Don't let your vain conversation intrude. Do not let the things of the world entangle with the war you're making. What better time than when you're gathered together to go over these things and to rehearse them in each other's ears rather than discussing vain jangling and the things of the earth, foolish boasting, foolish jesting, and not after Christ? You haven't discerned the Lord's body. You're drinking damnation and eating damnation in your potluck Sundays. I sincerely believe that. And if you don't see it, look again. I pray the Lord give you understanding in all things. Consider what I say. Well, now the service is over. Church is done. We can just do whatever. Blah, 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 jangling, 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 the word, word, vile, vile, vile. Vain babbling, babbling, babbling. I'll tell you what goes on. Yeah, you know, some people think, tongues, that ain't no vain babbling, I'll tell you that. Vain babbling is worldly talk. Unprofitable talk. At least if I pray in tongues, my spirit is being edified. Edifying myself. When you're with each other, speak words, sound words, sound doctrine. Ugh. Discern the Lord's body. Avoid foolish and unlearned questions. I mean, look, I don't mean that someone who isn't learned can't ask a question about the faith. It's these foolish and uninstructed questions. People have been, it's stuff that comes from without. I'm telling you, it doesn't come from within the body. It always comes from things without or things that are outside. And hearts that are not exercised in righteousness, not exercised in the things of God and the things of God's word. The things in God's word that they bring out are not the things which profit unto godliness. The servant of the Lord must not strive. Interestingly, but be gentle unto all, apt to teach, patient.